January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
To the American Adversaries, where we possess a special status, and that is that we are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. That's right, folks, also on AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart devices, if you have downloaded the free and you can still do it, Answer Orlando app. By the way, if you have any problems, just give Nick a phone call at our regular number, and he'll be able to walk you through the process there, okay? All right, so it is Friday. That means it's Patriot Home Funding Friday. Are you ready for the weekend? I hope so. We're here to help you get it started. And then, of course, we'll be back here on Sunday night, Aubrey Kahn and myself, to help you wrap it up, get ready for the next week, which is Thanksgiving week. But it is Patriot Home Funding Friday, so I'd like to welcome to the show from Patriot Home Funding, that'd be Pierce Outlaw.
Hey, all you deplorables out there, and we have a lot to be thankful for, not the least of which is the tax plan passing yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to get your opinion on. I want to hear more details, what you think about that here in just a few minutes. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. On the bridge is, of course, Nick Lo Cicero, and the phone number is 407-774-8255, as we once again come to you live, as I said, from the Relax in Comfort studios. Okay, the Killer Bee, Brian Blair, will join us a little bit later on in the show, live from the Hive, but we do have some stuff we'll be talking about. The latest on the sexual harassment scandals, you have to say that in plural now, and ensnared another Florida politician, and an Ohio politician has a unique approach to the whole thing. So we're going to cover all that a little bit later on in the show. Also, we're going to talk about Rawa. Have you ever heard of Rawa? Well, we're going to talk about Rawa tonight, R-A-W-A. That'll be a little bit later on in the show. But first, I want to remind you, if you like great high school football, you'll find no better than right here tonight on our sister station, 1520 WBZW at 7 o'clock.
The Blue Darters are going up against the Wildcats. So it's going to be birds against cats. So you want to tune in at 7 o'clock on 1520 and catch that if you like great high school football. And this is, I think, the second round of the playoffs, isn't it, Pierce?
Yes, and who are we for, Tweety or Sylvester?
Well, I'm a Wildcat myself. I went to Winter Park, so I got to hold out at least a little hope for the Cats over there. But Apopka always fields a real good team.
All right, so you're for Sylvester.
I guess I am. So anyway, we shall see how that turns out. And if you'd rather stick around right here on these stations, of course, you got a great show with Larry Elder that follows us up. So you still got a lot of great radio to go here tonight. Okay, the tax plan debate goes on. There was a heated debate between Orrin Hatch, bless his heart, and a Democrat senator, and finally standing up for this nonsensical, repetitive argument that they come out with every time. That and whenever we have a tax cut, that it's for the rich. Now, let me say this as a qualifier. Primarily, the rich pay most of the taxes. So if you have a tax cut, they're probably going to feel a little bit of it. Now, they've tried to sort of get around that with this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's right. The rich pay the taxes. The overwhelming majority of the taxes in this country are paid by the top 20% of income earners. So when the Democrats trot out that tired old political talking point, I am just proud that finally somebody stood up with passion and told the truth.
Yeah. And it's, you know, Nick, I hate to dump this on you at the minute. Oh, he's on the phone. Can you see if you can find that Orrin Hatch clip? Hatch on, okay. And he's
about 2.5 minute clip.
Yeah. And anyway, he'll work on that. Thanks, Nick. He's a genius with this stuff. The approach that the Democrats have, of course, is to use this same old tired, worn out argument because, well, it generally works. And if you look at the poll numbers on this tax plan, it does not poll well. But they're forging ahead with it anyway, with the knowledge that if it passes in some version close to what we see now, no, not perfect, but yes, it will goose the economy.
And I think that a lot of the things that are still left in the tax plan, and if you look at the Republican nay votes yesterday, there were 13 votes. All of the nay votes from the Republican side were either from New Jersey, New York, or California, with one Cohen from Tennessee, I think, right?
Yeah.
He voted nay, too, for whatever reason. But the rest of
these are the Republicans.
Yeah, were the high-tax states where the state income tax is not going to be deductible. I don't think this will hit Trump's desk in that form. I have thought all the time that this is a talking point, or not a talking point, but a bargaining chip for the Republicans to get what they really want. And it's funny, I was attacked on Twitter about a week ago by a poor, ignorant Democrat who picked the wrong fight, telling me that, well, my tax break would only be $100 a month. That's barely a night out. To which I said, well, if you put $100 a month into a good balanced mutual fund starting at your work career, by the time that you retire, you will have way more than enough money to retire, and you should probably be debt-free and have at least $500,000. So, yes, it is substantial. And it's not how much you get. It's how much you use, how you use that money. So hopefully the Republicans can get this through, get us all a tax break. It'll spur the economy. We're going to need it because interest rates are going to go up over the next year and a half, probably dramatically. So, we do need this to goose the economy because the interest rates have been goosing the economy for the past few years.
By the way, Michael Medved, I was listening to him on the way to the studio, revealed some astonishing statistics. And I knew that we were close to this level, but I didn't realize, although it was quite logical, if you think about it, the change over the last year. One out of 20 Americans, one out of every 20, are millionaires. Okay, so we now have over 15 million millionaires in this country. And that number has increased by 1.1 million since Donald Trump was elected. In other words, 1.1 million more people are millionaires, primarily because of the action in the stock market. But that just goes to show the potential here And you're right. It's not what you how much money you got or you got to work with. It's what you do with it. You know, I used to do taxes for about 30 years for people. And, you know, I'd do taxes for people. I'd sit down with them. They make good money, a lot more money than I ever made in my life. And yet they were always in debt. They go, I can't figure out, you know. And you'd see these stories. How do these little old librarians, you know, who never make any money, you know, they die, they're millionaires and stuff. And I said one simple thing. What is it? They didn't spend more than they earned.
That's right. You can either make the bank rich or you can make yourself rich. And there's a reason that the banks have the tallest building in town with marble floors and mahogany desks.
Indeed.
It's because they are taking your money and you're giving it to them voluntarily.
Indeed. By the way, Florida is amongst, I think it's 13 states that have revealed their lowest unemployment numbers in some decades. I know in Florida, it's like since 2001, something like that.
It's 3.6%, which is statistically full employment.
Right. And yet there's room to grow. So this economy is, you know, it's like a train. It's starting to pick up some steam here. And if we can pour some coal into it in the form of some tax cuts where it will do some good, this locomotive will get up and rock and roll, baby. It'll roar down the track. Let's go to Jock. He wants to talk about President Trump and Korea. So it's a little off subject, but we'll take his phone call since he's first up.
Hey
Jock, how you
doing?
How are you? Excellent. How about yourself?
Good. But before we talk about North Korea, there's a lot of funny business going on in the stock market, such as analysts have been downgrading companies so they would meet their earnings estimate, and when they come in with a average number, it obviously beats the street, and it sends the stock up. There are a lot of shenanigans with balance sheets going on that the average person doesn't know and doesn't care. You know, they've got artificial wealth in their 401k, so they're happy, right?
Yeah, well, that's the bottom line, I suppose. But look, there's always been that sort of thing going on in the stock market.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's still the best place to build wealth in, other than real estate.
Jock, the thing you want to look at with these stocks, and you correctly pointed out the earnings reports, is look at their P.E. ratios. A lot of the P.E. ratios right now are running like 15, 16 to 1. When you see that, that's the stock you want to run away from. If it's under 8 to 1 in that area or lower, that's the stock you want to be in.
Yeah, the price-to-earnings ratio is the value of the company.
Yeah, I've seen P.E. ratios 30, and they still go higher. They can go higher because Wall Street is about extremes, and it's going to end ugly.
Well, my co-host has a saying, and he was a broker for 38 years, the top broker at it was Merrill Lynch and then UBS here in Central Florida. And he has a saying that he lived by, and that is, when it's good, it's bad. When it's bad, it's good. So it is really good now, so people should, you know, take a little profit while they got the opportunity. Anyway, you wanted to talk.
I worked at Merrill Lynch Capital Markets in Boston, and the saying there was, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. The North Korea thing, does it make sense to you that we have our boots on the neck of Iran regarding nuclear weapons, and we're going to let this guy in North Korea run amok? Does that make sense? Because Donald Trump is so scared that he would have to make a move and draw him out into a fight. He's so scared of having blood on his hands, and he will, that he's going to leave it for the next administration to handle.
I don't think you have that at all correct. I think that he is determined to take care of it himself. He's determined to take care of a lot of things himself. Oh, yeah. But he's going about it in a business-like fashion. He's gone to China. He's put pressure on China. He's used both the carrot and stick approach with China. It seems to have worked. We'll see.
China's not going to do a thing.
China has just sent the highest envoy to North Korea that they've sent in several years. Let's give this a little time. This is a new approach. I don't think this president is going to let the little fat little rocket man do what you said. This guy is all about results. You know, we talked about it prior to the election, and lo and behold, I heard, I think it was Kellyanne Conway or somebody talking about it the other night. He's used to building things. He's used to when he's done with a project, you can look at it and you can see something. And so he's not used to passing the buck to another administration. Now, is his approach going to produce fruit? We'll see. But I think you have his motivation all wrong.
And there's no question the buck has been passed to him from the Clinton administration all the way forward.
I understand that.
Right.
But Putin said it best. The Koreans will eat leaves off the ground before they give up their weapons program. They're not going to, and you're going to have to use military action. He doesn't want any part of it because he's scared. He's scared of blood on his hands. He will not do it.
I don't see how you say that when all the liberal media is out there saying exactly the opposite. I mean, I've been trying to get people to come off the cliff because they're all worried that he's pushing us toward World War III. So it's a unique perspective. I'll hand you that. But other than that, I think you're wrong. I think that he's determined to get something done. He's trying to do it peacefully with a carrot and stick approach. If that doesn't work, we'll see if he has a plan B. But hey,
the contrarian view is usually right. But okay,
hey, I hear that. That's the broker in you talking there. Hey, listen, do you like Italian food? Have you ever been to Cafe Positano?
Oh yeah.
Well, if you'd like to stay on the line and give Nick your address, we'll send you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Fine Italian restaurant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Love the joust.
Yeah, you know, there was a great article on CNBC's website this morning about Trump's trip to China, how that trip had benefited 37 corporations in the United States, anywhere from $5 million up to over $5 billion. And that his trip to China had brought back deals worth $250 billion to those 37 corporations for the U.S. Now, most of what went to China that I could see was technology and aeronautics. Those were the biggest winners for the Chinese. So you got to think that the Chinese, because of this deal-making that our president is doing to advance both of their interests, they're going to go to bat for him with Korea the way nobody else has in the past. They haven't for any other president.
Yeah, and I think that this president's approach is worth a try. I mean, we gave the other presidents a try. But the bottom line is I think this has the potential to produce fruit. Because really, all China has to say is, okay, you can keep your conventional weapons. Give us the nuclear weapons. And if you need them, we'll give them back. Something like that.
And the caller was right about one thing, too. There's an article that was in the Washington Post yesterday, and it piggybacks off of the defector that ran over the border and was shot five times that the South Koreans now had. They found all kinds of parasites in the guy, worms, stuff that the doctor said they had not seen except in medical books. And the Washington Post article really piggybacks what he said about the state of the economy in North Korea, that the state-run economy is basically broke, it's ineffective, it's dead. Everything they're doing is going towards military right now. And in its place, there's a black market economy that's come up from the street level. It's illegal from the standpoint of the government, but it's legal. People are trading, and that's how they're getting along right now, is with this black market economy, and it's pure capitalism.
Yeah, well, see, I don't buy into what, and he was right when he said Putin said that about them eating grass as long as they have it. See, the people really are human beings, and human beings, by nature, don't like to suffer. And so they'll do it for a while if they think they have a good enough reason. But I can see that reason changing as the situation deteriorates. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation, and you can join us as well. And a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about brave women. Brave women. We're hearing that all these women that are coming out now are brave women. I'm going to ask the question, are they really? We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound slowdown start at the 429 and they continue past downtown Orlando and all the way to Lakeman Row. You'll also have some issues going westbound on I-4. Those issues started about Lake Mary and they continue past downtown and it clears up a little bit after the 441 but then gets congested until about the 429. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then it's slow and go from I-4 to about Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Okay, if you're searching for the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with, you have found the American Adversaries. That's right, you're in the right place. Pierce, you said a little while ago that interest rates are bound to go up and perhaps dramatically. What did you mean by that? Because, I mean, they're so low now, a dramatic increase could be a 100 or 200% increase. And you look at it and go, that's a 200% increase, but you're going from, you know, 4 to 8.
Well,
is that what we're looking at?
A dramatic increase is this. We're looking at a quarter point move in another month at the next Fed meeting, which is about 4 weeks from now.
Right.
And then all the pundits keep saying we're going to get 4 quarter-point increases next year. So that's a quarter, 1.25% increase in the Fed funds rate. So that's going to definitely hurt all of your consumer debt, home equity lines, credit cards, et cetera. Along with that, the Fed is going to pare back. You might even call it quantitative uneasing, where they're going to
stop. I call it quantitative tightening.
Yeah, where they're going to stop buying the bonds. So that's going to drive the price of bonds down, which drives interest rates up for your bonds, your municipal borrowing, federal borrowing, and also mortgages. So We definitely think we're at the lowest we're going to see in the foreseeable future. And I mean, when I say foreseeable, in the next 5 to 10 years with interest rates. So it's a great time to refinance, lock in low rates now on any of your debt for reasons.
And a great place to do that, of course, is Patriot Home Funding. Just go to myphf.com. That's myphf.com to hook up with these great folks over there. Okay, we got to hook up with another break. When we come back, we, of course, got more of the show. You can join us live, 407-748-255. You can also join us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. So please stick around. We'll be right back.
Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Bell.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she plans to vote for Republican Roy Moore for U.S. Senate, even though he faces accusations of sexual misconduct. Ivey told reporters Friday that a factor in her decision is maintaining GOP control of the Senate. She says the state needs to send a Republican to Washington, so she intends to vote for the Republican nominee. Ivey had previously been noncommittal about voting for Moore amid accusations he sexually molested young women and tried to date teenage girls. Ivey says she has no reason to disbelieve women who have come forward to make allegations of wrongdoing by Moore, but she adds the timing is a little curious. Moore is running against Democrat Doug Jones in the special election on December 12th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 100 points to 23,358. The NASDAQ dropped 10. The S&P lower by 7. Oil up to $56.55 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Palm Bay police made a statement about another school threat. A Snapchat post about something called the Southwest Massacre was shared from a United States IP address, but no more information was available about the post. Palm Bay police say they have no facts to substantiate a credible threat. This is the fifth Central Florida school threat in 1 week. Earlier this week, Windermere was locked down for a second time due to a report from a parent that a student saw someone with a gun in the bathroom. A group of elementary school students played a game of doctor on a Seminole County school bus after one of them found a syringe near the Waterside apartment complex in Altamont Springs. At some point after boarding the bus, one of the students started play acting and a student was possibly punctured by the needle. Two students were taken to the area hospital even though only one of them was possibly punctured. It's a beautiful 77 degrees and clear this afternoon. Your weather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound slowdown started at 429 and they continue past downtown Orlando and all the way to Lake Monroe. You'll also have some issues going westbound on I-4. Those issues started about Lake Mary and they continue past downtown and it clears up a little bit after the 441 but then gets congested until about the 429. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then it's slow and go from I-4 to about Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for listening to us, the American Adversaries. We are live on FM 105.5, 407-774-8255 is the number, and AM 660, the answer, of course. Pierce Outlaw and myself, Christopher Hart, here in the studio. Before we move away from this tax debate. By the way, the Senate is, you know, they're going on break and everything. But there was a nice little back and forth, you might say, between Senator Orrin Hatch and Sherrod Brown. Brown is the Democrat. Hatch is the Republican in this melee, if you want to call it that. But it's something that we haven't seen or seen scant little of from Republicans in the past, and that is them getting mad.
Particularly in the Senate.
Indeed. And firing back at the nonsense from the other side. Now, let me preface this by saying part of our approach here with this show is to show the absurdity in things. And in showing the absurdity of things, you reveal them for as weak as they are. I mean, and the Democrats have extremely weak arguments, and they're based on absurdities. And yet it seemed like Republicans were just, it was like their tongue would be cut out if they even, you know, hinted at such a thing. Well, maybe it's Trump, maybe it's something else, but Orrin Hatch got the itch, you might say. And what we've done is, this is a little back and forth between he and Sherrod Brown yesterday, and we've cut it into two segments. And so we'll play you one segment now. We'll play the other segment a little bit later on in the show. So here's a little bit of it from yesterday.
I come from the poor people.
This is Orrin Hatch.
And I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes it.
I'm not through.
Okay.
I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
We do a tax.
Regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute. Regular order.
And over and over again.
Wait just
how many
a
times do we do this before we learn this?
Listen, I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right.
Now, see, that is the right approach. Because the Democrats, they act like a bunch of brat kids, and they say stupid things, and if the Republicans don't react, they get away with it. And not only would they not react, but they would not react appropriately. Because if you react with, oh, that's my colleague from wherever, and he's got his opinion, and I've got, it gives legitimacy to their absurdity. He just called out the absurdity. I've been here all my stinking career. By the way, did you hear somebody started to giggle? And that wasn't us. That was on
the tape.
Yeah.
That was not us.
No. And it's like, oh my God, finally. You know, there's some life. And Orrin Hatch is known as one of the most cordial senators. He gets along with everybody. And so I thought it was very indicative that he's the one who finally got a little riled up. And this is how you, for lack of a better way to say it, you put the Democrats in their place.
Because all he's doing is playing class envy with emotion and not facts.
Right. And if you try to fight that with facts and logic and reason and objectivity, you'll lose that argument every time. But when you fight back like Orrin Hatch just did, show a little fire in your belly, talk a little truth in real world, and say, look, we've put up with your nonsense. It gives your argument more weight.
Wonder where he learned that from.
Well, like I say, I don't know if it's Trump or whatever, but he got it from somewhere. But see, this is what Trump brings. And this is why he tweets. And this is why he does what he does. You see? And if you follow what he does, the way he put it is he's a counterpuncher. In other words, when somebody hits him, he hits back. But if you don't hit him, he generally doesn't hit you back. But like now, the media's all up in arms because he's been going after Al Franken. He's going after Al Franken. Well, Al Franken been going after him for how long, right? So
going back to his Air America days,
exactly. So it's sort of what goes around comes around, and get back is a you know what. So to see this from Orrin Hatch is a promising thing to see. And so it shows that there is something hopefully changing amongst some Republicans, because it's about time they had a little bit of spine and a little bit of backbone. And another person who's showing a little bit of spine, a little bit of backbone, is this Roy Moore guy, because he hasn't rolled over in the face of all of this criticism and these accusations. And he's fighting back both in a political sense and also in a legal sense. By the way, his both, as another irony, both Roy Moore and Al Franken today had women stand up and defend them. In the case of Roy Moore, it was his wife and another gaggle of Republican women. And in the case of Al Franken, his current staff wrote a letter of record so to everyone know how wonderful a guy he is. Yeah, come on. But it's game on. You know, this is a different world, and the Democrats are trying to use it to their advantage, but they're kind of caught in a bit of a web, because you had who's that senator from New York took Hillary Clinton's seat? You were just talking about her a few minutes ago.
Oh, Kristen Gildebrand.
Gildebrand, right. So she's out there parading around saying, well, Bill Clinton should have resigned back then, you know, 98, with all the, you know, the Monica Lewinsky thing happened and everything. And yet, there was no doubt about it happening. I mean, it was public record, for heaven's sake, proof with the dress and all. And, I mean, the DNA test conducted by the FBI crime lab. I mean, what more proof do you need? And yet, all these years until now, he was her best buddy.
Yeah, and if you go back and look at her Twitter feed a year ago during the fall of 2016, she did everything except slobber on the guy, how honored she was to campaign with him and support his legacy and his wife.
Well, and now they're paying the piper for allowing Bill Clinton to get away with all of that. And but they think that they can still turn it to their favor, to their advantage. Okay, let's condemn him, and then we'll turn around and condemn all Republicans and Donald Trump and all this stuff. You see, unfortunately, you got a different public today. You got a public that looks at them and go, now you want to be, you know, above all reproach and
yeah.
and this and that, and it just does not ring true, which brings us to this argument about the women, okay, and I'm speaking let me just say it. The liberal networks and even a lot of the conservatives are talking about how brave all these women are coming out now. Okay, they didn't come out for all these years, but now it's brave of them to come forward. I remember when the woman who's the 14-year-old accuser of Roy Moore was identified, and she did a couple of interviews, and oh, how brave she was to come forward and tell everybody about this at this time. No, I'm sorry. That's not bravery. Bravery would have been to come out way back when it happened. They succumbed to their fears. And it's interesting to see, because they'll talk about how brave the women were and then turn around and tell you that the reason they didn't do it is because they were scared. Now, bravery is not having fear. Bravery is doing the right thing in spite of being scared. That's bravery. Bravery is not doing the easy thing. And I'm not saying necessarily it's easy for these women to come out now, but it's a lot easier now than it was back then, isn't it?
Hashtag Me Too is a lot easier than being Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick, who came out, did what these people are lauding now, but the same people that are lauding the women now in the Me Too movement,
right,
destroyed Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones.
Yeah, and there's Gildebrand. She was one of the very ones who's saying, now I believe her. Okay, you got a New York Times article. Now I believe Juanita Broderick. Now, let me tell you this. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But what they see is this as an angle to get at Donald Trump and Roy Moore and whoever else. Okay, it's like, oh, yeah, we made a mistake back then, but we're not ever going to allow it to happen again. Trust us now.
And see, piggybacking with the Donna Brazile thing, this is a way to offload the Clintons from the Democratic Party moving forward as well.
Well, if we trust them now, we are bigger fools than ever. Okay? Because if they screwed us once, they'll do it again, and that's what they're setting us up for. You see here? So it's an interesting game that they are playing. But to get back to the women, if they were brave women, they would have come out and said something right away, like Paula Jones did, like Juanita Broderick did. And they would have perhaps spared other women from their same fate.
Yeah, Mary Jo Kopechne didn't get that opportunity.
No, she didn't. And by the way, there were brave women who do come out, and but it goes nowhere. But that doesn't say anything about their bravery. It just says something about the bigger scheme of things. For instance, there was that, I believe she was the Italian model with Harvey Weinstein. She went straight to the police. That's bravery. As soon as it happened, she went to the police. And then you know what she did? She went back in there with a wire on. That is bravery. Now, the other women who let him get away with it, some of them, that's just so, I got the part, though.
Yeah, their money outweighed their morals.
It was gross, but I'm famous. I'm a Hollywood actress. Oh, I got my dream. Okay, well, she got her dream, but how many other women had to go through that indignity, that assault? You see, bravery is not putting things off. Bravery is dealing with things in the moment when it's most difficult to do. All right, having said that, let's take Andy's phone call. Andy, thanks for calling tonight.
The Fox polls show once again they can't be trusted. The Moore poll that shows him down by 8 is a bad sample. You have Clinton supporters giving 48% of the vote, Trump supporters at 51. We know that Trump won Alabama by much more than that.
Oh, yeah. 63%.
Okay, the only way that would be true is if you had that kind of a shift in the electorate. So if you, make it the way it was then, with Trump getting 27% of the vote, Moore win by 30 points. And I don't think that'll happen.
Right.
But you can't trust the Fox polls, as you haven't been able to with the general election of Trump. With the other poll that showed him tied, meaning Moore, when Moore was up by 11.
Yeah.
I still think he's up by 11 or 12.
Well,
but the other Fox poll the day before that showed he was up by 6 is a little bit better measure, but I still don't even think that's accurate.
Well, Pierce, you were nodding your head when he was talking about the sampling there.
Yeah, I read the same article where they had undersampled Republicans to the tune of 48-42, where Trump won Alabama last November 63-35.
Yeah, and they have been doing this with polls pretty much all year long. All year long, they've been missampling people on purpose because, and Andy, you know what I'm saying here, the polls aren't meant to show the public sentiment. They're meant to produce public sentiment.
That's right.
We pointed this out
in the Georgia 6 election, you might remember. We pointed it out, and then we called the final results and nailed it.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're upping the Democrat samples even more than they did, 8, over 10. Now it's 12 to 15. And it's funny, even with Rasmussen, which is the best poll, showing Trump support, he'll be at 46, and then he'll be knocked down to 35-36%, and then mysteriously he'll come back to 46% again.
I know it. It's all in the sampling.
Yeah, the most correct poll I think I've seen in Alabama was the AL.com, the Birmingham paper, and that had a standard deviation of 2%, which in polling is very, very small. It indicates a very large and broad sample, and that had Moore up by 11, but that was right when this first came out. So I would like to see their most updated poll.
1,100 people. Fox was 600, and that other poll that showed the election much closer was only a sample of 500.
Right, and a lot of these polls aren't sampling registered voters or even likely voters. They're just sampling people. So
that really makes it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, you're right on, Andy. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you. All right, we got to take a break. We come back, we're going to wrap up the first hour, but we got another hour to go, and then you got a lot of great radio yet to go. You got a good choice right here, too. You got Larry Elder on these stations, and if you like great high school football, the Darters are playing the Wildcats tonight, and that's, you know, Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero, they call great games, and that's on our sister station, 1520. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound slowdown start at the 429 and then continue past downtown Orlando and all the way to Lake Monroe. You'll also have some issues going westbound on I-4. Those issues started about Lake Mary and they continue past downtown, and it clears up a little bit after the 441, but then gets congested until about the 429. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then it's slow and go from I-4 to about Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together. And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country. Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right. And it takes a lot to get me worked up like this.
Call the roll.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington, I guess, right? About time. Isn't it about time, though, that he puts one of these loudmouths in his place? And you notice how he kept trying to interrupt Orrin Hatch? Where's his demeanor? Where's his this protocol and all that? It's about time. And once again, for it to come from Orrin Hatch, who is known as being one of the more collegial, easy to get along with senators. And you heard him say, I like you personally, but I'm not going to take this bull crap. I mean, it's about time. And I hope this is just the beginning that we hear this. And this is what the Republicans, if they really wanted to do something for America, they could have been doing this all year long. Instead, they've been doing it to Donald Trump. They've been focusing their ire on Donald Trump when it's been the Democrats who are primarily the problem. And the Democrats take it on. I mean, they want to fight. It's the Democrats talking about brave. That was a little bit of bravery, I suppose. But we need a whole lot more of it.
Yeah, every day that goes by that we still have Obamacare, every day that goes by that there's not an infrastructure bill, every day that goes by there's not a tax reform is a win for the Democrats. Don't think any other.
That's right. And Hatch was right when he said he's passed a lot of bills. I mean, he's been there a long time. But he did come from very modest beginnings. He's from a lower middle class family. The guy who was kept interrupting him there, Sherrod Brown, he's from a wealthier, much, much wealthier family. And so it's ironic that Sherrod is the one who's supposedly standing up for the little guy. And what Orrin was mad about is that they dumped on him at the last minute, a procedural move and tried to screw things up. And the CHIP thing he was talking about was the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is, it needs to be refunded. And so Hatch was right. You know, they're not willing to work with, they're just willing to work against. And he said he's tired of it. So we'll see if there's more to come of that. I'd like to see him maybe turn some of that ire on maybe a few members of his own side of the aisle as well and tell them to get out of the way.
Particularly in the leadership.
Indeed. Leapfrog into, we were talking about Roy Moore and these women and everything. The Democrat leader of Florida here has resigned today amid allegations of, I think, six other women. Now, there is a candidate for governor in Ohio who's running against old Pierce's old buddy, Cordray, and he's got a unique approach about this sort of thing. He is, you might say, just right up front about everything, right, Pierce?
Yes, the gentleman, he's an Ohio Supreme Court justice. His name's Bill O'Neill, running in the Democratic primary for governor.
Now, let's just consider the irony of that for a second. He's an Ohio Supreme Court justice running for governor. You got an Alabama Supreme Court justice, former, running for senator. Anyway, go ahead.
And so he puts this out today, and I quote, "Now that the dogs of war are calling for the head of Senator Al Franken, I believe it is time to speak up on behalf of all heterosexual males. As a candidate for governor, let me save my opponent some research time. In the last 50 years, I was sexually intimate with approximately 50 very attractive females. It ranged from a gorgeous personal secretary to Senator Bob Taft, who was my first true love, and we made passionate love in the hayloft of her parents' barn in Gallipolis and ended with a drop-dead gorgeous redhead who was a senior advisor to Peter Lewis at Progressive Insurance in Cleveland."
Unique approach indeed.
And then he dropped the mic.
We'll be back.
January 20th, 2017,
will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. And once again, we're primed and ready to go. Give us a call if you are too at 407-774-8255. Pierce Outlaw is in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday as we get you ready for the weekend. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And once again, I want to remind you, if you like great high school football, right after our show at 7 o'clock, you might want to spin the dial up to 1520, our sister station. And the Blue Darters are playing the Wildcats in Winter Park. They're going over there to Showalter Field to play the Winter Park Wildcats, who went undefeated this season. The Darters have a couple of losses, but they are looking strong lately. Ought to be an excellent game. Or you can stay right here at 7 o'clock and listen to Larry Elder. I love listening to the great Eldersky. Okay, Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, so we're ready to go. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton's interview with Mother Jones here in just a few minutes. Corinne Brown, former House of Representative from actually part of the local community here all the way up to Jacksonville. You know, she had been convicted, was it a month or so ago, on 18 counts of bribery and whatever.
Money laundering.
And yesterday was her sentencing hearing, and everybody anticipated her being sentenced yesterday. She went in there, and she had some character witnesses, and they pled for leniency based on the fact that she had been in Congress all those years. Well, of course, it was in Congress all those years where she committed the crimes. And the prosecution sort of pointed that out and said she's not remorseful. She doesn't admit what she did was wrong. And she certainly didn't in her plea to the judge. And they are asking for a minimum of 5 years in federal prison and as much as 9 years, according to federal guidelines. The federal system, they have guidelines they go by, and what they do with an inmate waiting sentencing. They basically do a checklist and grade the person, and then they use that grade to apply to the guidelines. Have they ever been convicted of a crime before? What was the nature of the crime? That sort of thing all goes into the calculation. And then they apply that to, and so her guidelines show between 5 and 9 years in the pokey. But once again, the sentencing was delayed. And, of course, yesterday, Robert Menendez's judge declared a mistrial in his case.
And Menendez promised revenge on all of his political opponents.
He sure did. He came right out and did exactly that. And by the way, the prosecutors, even though they could not prosecute him for it, said they had the evidence to prove that he was going to Honduras and other places like that in order to engage in sex with underage prostitutes. I posed the question yesterday. I mean, what's the big deal with Moore? It looks like he's going to fit right in that crowd, right? So
his girls might be too old compared to Menendez.
Indeed. But, of course, well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that more, no pun intended, as that election draws near on December the 12th. And I did want to mention this, too, because it's a milestone and something President Trump said could be done. President Obama intimated could not be done. RAWA, that's R-A-W-A, RAWA has been liberated. What does that mean? RAWA was the last city in Iraq where the Islamic State controlled things. So the Islamic State is not entirely expelled from Iraq, but they are expelled from all the cities.
The Iraqi flag flies over RAWA today.
Exactly. And thanks primarily to Donald J. Trump, because he's come in to office, unlike a caller we had earlier in the show, with a I ain't messing around attitude. He's there to get results. He's there to change the world for the better and, of course, make America great again.
And did I not read this week where the ISIS leaders are trying to reach out through channels to the American generals to negotiate now?
Imagine that. And I'm sure their attitude is probably, we'll get back to you. Don't call us, we'll call you. Because they're being routed in Syria as well. And there will be negative consequences in the sense that they'll now disperse, and they're already dispersed around the world. But their influence is weakened and will continue to weaken over time. Does that mean that Islamic terrorism is going away? Not by a long shot. But it means that we're taking the fight to them for a change.
And you talk about the Me Too thing, and this is not to make light of the hashtag Me Too, but that applies with the Islamic terrorists. When the Islamic terrorists, they would pile up victories seize territory, and then their propaganda goes online. When they're winning, it's a lot more compelling for them to recruit young men into their ideology. But when they're getting routed and killed, not so much.
Yeah, men and young women. But yeah, you're exactly right. And it's that psychological effect that also comes to play here. And yeah, and they were routing us, and then they would destroy the monuments and execute people and put that on there. Well, that's not happening so much anymore. And by the way, Raqqa, not Rawa, but Raqqa was the so-called capital of their caliphate. It's in Syria. It's been liberated. But that's where they were putting out a lot of this propaganda. So that's gone. That outlet. And we knew where it was. It was an old TV station. It was one of the major TV stations, local TV stations there. And we knew that they had taken it over. We knew that they had set up their social media network in there, their operation in there. And they had, you know, their own geeks in there who knew their way around a computer and everything. And we let it stand. We let the building stand. We didn't want there to be collateral damage. Well, while we were avoiding collateral damage, they were whacking off heads. Remember, as Trump used to say, they were cutting off heads. And by the way, there's a reason why Trump would say things like that. It has a lot more impact. Speaking of Trump and saying things like that during the campaign, of course, he was running against Hillary Clinton. She's been everywhere she can be. And she was gave an interview to Mother Jones News the other day that's gotten a lot of play. And one thing this woman does have is a lot of gall. You got to admit that. Both the Clintons do. Democrats in general do. These got it in spades, right? I mean, they got more gall than they know what to do with. But they sure sling it around a lot. And she had the gall to say on Mother Jones that the idea of a special prosecutor being appointed to come after her, that's my phrase, to come after her would be politicizing the Justice Department.
And symptomatic of a dictatorship.
Yeah. When, of course, the Justice Department has already been politicized by both her husband and herself and Barack Obama. That cow's already out of the barn. But this
Holder admitted it.
Yeah, but exactly. There's others out there admitted that Christopher Wray has found that out, the new FBI guy. And but this is where the gall comes in. The gall to just sit there and say that. But let me tell you something. It's wearing thinner and thinner, and people are getting over it. They're getting tired of it. I'm talking about liberals. I mean, we've already been over it and tired of it, right? I'm talking about liberals are over it and tired of it, and they see her flaws. They are beginning to reflect back and think of things in the past about her and beginning to see them in a different light. I mentioned yesterday I have a friend who has a son who is in the Secret Service. She's a big liberal, makes no bones about it, and we're fine with each other, right? We spar, but that's okay. And we don't get bitter about it. That's why we can still call each other friends. And she voted for Hillary, and she knows I voted for Trump. And she was, before the election, I was telling her stuff about Hillary that she'd never heard before, and I told her about the Parkinson's disease. And by the way, did you hear where Jesse Jackson came out today and announced he has Parkinson's disease?
On the same day he was accused of sexual harassment.
Imagine that. Yeah, very convenient. But, and she was taking it all with a grain of salt and everything, and she went on and voted for her. Well, recently I was over there. And she tapes like Rachel Maddow and these other shows and stuff. And
poor thing.
And that's why we were talking, though. And I was telling her about the Uranium One deal and the dossier and how Hillary had paid for the dossier. And she hadn't heard any of this stuff, right? Because she's watching MSNBC and CNN. So, but lo and behold, I was talking to her just day before yesterday, and she says, you know, after you left that day, I turned on the TV, and there they were talking about Hillary Clinton. And then she started telling me, because she'd met her twice. She'd met Hillary twice up in New York. She's from New York. And she started telling me about the experience. And I spoke about one experience yesterday. She has a son who's in the Secret Service, and he would get invited to the Clintons' Christmas parties up there, and he could bring family. So this one year, he brought his mom, my friend, and his girlfriend at the time, fiance, but they never actually got married. And as my friend says, she's very voluptuous. And before they had left, Bill Clinton was over there with his arm around her and smiley and chatty and talking. And then her son didn't know what to do. He's Secret Service. And here's, now this is after Clinton's out of office, but nonetheless. And so, but anyway. And then she told me about her encounter with Hillary, where Hillary came up to her. And this was after they had already met somewhere else. And this was at a Christmas party. So my friend's dressed real nice. And she says, you don't ever see me really dressed, Chris. Because I'm in Florida now, but when I was in New York, I really dressed, okay? And she's a black woman. And so she's at this party, and she's all dressed to the nines, and Hillary comes up and gives her the head-to-toe look and starts talking to her. And my friend says, oh, yeah, and remember we met before. And Hillary goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember you, I remember you. And before she had told me this story, And it was in admiration of Hillary that she recognized her and stuff. Well, the other day when she talked about it, she said, I thought back about that. And that, and she called her a name,
didn't remember me from nobody. And she's, and I can't remember, I can't figure out why she was looking me up and down. And I said, I'll tell you why she was looking you up and down. You were at that party. You were dressed to the nines. You're a black woman. She's thinking, who is this woman and what can she do for me? You see? But the whole point, the long story short here is people are looking at through a different prism, from a different perspective, back at the Clintons now.
Yeah, you ever have an old girlfriend you were madly in love with, and then one or the two of you break up, and then you look back a few years later and you go, what was I thinking?
Or you run into her years later and you go, my Lord, what happened to you? All right. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please be with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. Just a couple of quick reminders. Please, once again, circle both December the 9th and the 12th on your calendar for a couple of great events. The 9th is, of course, the Candy Cane 5K Run. That's the 11th annual Boys Town Candy Cane 5K Run. And all the proceeds will benefit the local Boys Town in Oviedo. It's on the 9th, as I said, at the Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. It'll start 8 a.m. that morning. If you pre-register, it's $25 until December the 3rd, and then $35 after that and the day of. And you can Google Boys Town 5K or Candy Cane 5K, or, of course, just show up there that morning. Found out last night Mike McBath's daughter is going to be in the annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K run.
So, maybe, all you guys come out and let her embarrass you.
He promised she won't be riding one of her horses, though, anyway. All right, and then the December the 16th is Canterbury's annual Holiday Wild Game Dinner. And if you want something unique and a unique experience for the holidays, this might be what you're looking for.
Do you like venison? Have you ever had it? How about wild boar, elk, or game hen? That's what they're going to be serving, of course, with all the side dishes and homemade desserts. And it's only $35 a person, and that includes drinks and stuff. And they're going to have a silent auction there, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And that's December the 16th. And you can go to make your reservation, call Sue at 407-365-5571, 407-365-5571, or go to CanterburyRetreat.org, Canterbury Retreat. That's Canter with a T, Canterbury Retreat. Okay. As we were talking about with Hillary Clinton, you know, she's also saying that the Russians played a significant role in all this. I mean, just rehashing all this old stuff. And it really is getting old. And people are moving away. And even though Gillibrand is getting some flack from some Democrats for criticizing Bill Clinton's sexual picadillos, you're going to see more of that, I do believe. And for a couple of reasons. One, mainly to try to get back at Donald Trump.
Well, Jake Tapper came out, too, and just basically said, you know, we as a society have evolved. Now, you know, looking back, we were wrong to do, you know, and it's just, oh.
Oh, yeah. And that's the liberals out.
Stinks of hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, everything is relative, right? Everything is relative. See, what he's saying is it was okay back then, but it's not okay now. Society has evolved. In other words, it's changed in some dramatic fashion. And if it's not okay now, that means he's saying it was okay back then. So it's evolved, it's changed. See, this is what moral relativism looks like. You see? It's whatever is good for the moment. Well, okay, that was then, but this is now.
Yeah, and Katie Couric saying on the Today Show, well, he's just so important.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, as things change, they'll do it again. Oh, well, that was back in 2017. This is now. And so you can't go with that. But, you know, I would say that the overall thing that we need to be looking at here is, why are we raising so many cads that when men get in these positions, they sort of automatically begin to take advantage of it?
Hasn't that been going on since the beginning of time?
Well, I suppose it has. I mean, there is a certain amount of human nature involved in this. However, you know, there used to be things such as being a gentleman, you know, and doing the right thing, you know, respecting people, both men and women. Maybe I'm dreaming, but
that's the true definition of character, is doing the right thing when nobody's looking.
Exactly. And we just seem to not emphasize that enough anymore, especially in our colleges. When you look at what we're doing in our colleges, you expect more of this. It may exhibit itself in a different fashion, but moral relativism will always result in bad behavior because it's nothing more than an excuse for bad behavior. And that's why they don't want to have real morals that you have to stick by, things like the Ten Commandments and things like you find in the Bible.
Absolute truths.
Exactly. So they don't believe in absolute truths. Well, then you're going to get this kind of behavior. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, the killer bee Brian Blair will join us live from the Hive. But, of course, you're still welcome to join us, too. And you can follow Pierce Outlaw on Twitter, at Pierce Outlaw. You can follow me, at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And you can follow us on Facebook.